roster looked pretty deep for Vanderbilt back on Saturday as they opened up the season with a convincing win against Western Carolina. Bring in Commodore head football coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
After watching the tape, feel pretty good about the way things went, I guess, aside from the kicking game and a couple special teams issues?
Yeah, a pretty normal first game as far as some of those kind of things happening. But, you know, just really pleased that, you know, we went out and took care of business, sort of speak, and got to win and got some people to play and who haven't played before, and some guys stepped up and did some good things, and hopefully we can continue to improve.
One of the things that I know everybody was really excited about was the running backs, Zach Stacy, Warren Norman, whoever you put in there seemed to really play well. Are you finding that freshman players are coming in these days in a lot better, first of all, physical condition and really more ready to play than maybe in years past? I saw those guys, you know, before they went into the interview room, and they just looked like they were ready to play big-time college football.
Well, yeah, they are. The high schools are doing a much better job, and a lot of the offenses now are pretty similar. And we get those guys almost all summer after they graduate, and they come here and they go to school, and they're around our guys all summer, and they're with our strength conditioning staff, and they get to come in and watch film, and they learn the offense or the defense from their older teammates who are here in summer school. So they get a little more of a jump start than they used to when people just showed up after summer school.
What about Larry Smith? How'd you guys feel about the way he played overall?
He played well. You know, obviously we can do some things better. You know, not fumble going into the end zone. That would have, I think, gotten us off to a great start. And but you know, came back and did some good things. And he'll just get better and better as we play more.
Bobby, do you want him running as much as he did?
Well, it's always a question whether, you know, you're going to have to run your quarterback. And with the defenses you see nowadays, you know, that just gives you another, you know, blocker taken up, or excuse me, another defender taken up without having to block him. And then, you know, Larry's a good runner. So, yeah, with three quarterbacks we think we can play, you know, we're going to have to run the football against the people we play.
You got a lot of production out of your tight ends. You got six catches from Barton and Monahan, but they also blocked well, didn't they?
They're good players. Both of them are really progressing well. You know, Brandon is, you know, maybe a little faster than Austin, but Austin showed some sure hands the other night, and that's a pretty good weapon to have, a very mobile tight end, because you can really mess with the defense coordinator's minds as far as personnel groupings. You know, split them out sometimes and bring them back in to block, and you know, it's just tough to match up that way. So we like both of those guys.
We're speaking to Vandy head football coach Bobby Johnson. You ran your version of the Wildcat, the Stallion, no doubt named after Kevin, but with Stacy taking the snaps, how did you feel that went?
Well, you know, I think Zach got a little anxious on the first one, and didn't let the motion man get by him and ran into him, so that didn't work too well. But the potential is there, and you know, I think if we tweak that and practice a little bit more, it'll be a good thing for us, because it's just a lot of things happening, a lot of things for the defense to take care of, and then you got a guy who's used to running the football. You know, just this is a way that you don't have to run the quarterback, is what you're talking about. So, you know, it's the quarterback running it, but it's not the quarterback.
Bobby, how much adjustments will you have to make this week, specifically going up against LSU down there, as far as what you're going to do offensively, maybe a little more protection-oriented, just as far as going down there and in that atmosphere? And sometimes you got to play a different way, a different style on the road in that kind of place.
Well, we'll find out. I tell you, Frank, this, you know, we played in a bunch of stadiums, and, you know, that one's certainly loud, and, you know, we got some young guys. None of our players have ever been down there, so, you know, we're going to go down Friday and get the newness out of looking at the stadium and don't gawk and all that stuff. So, yeah, we'll see if we can calm them down a little bit. But we're going to try to run our offense and do what we're doing. We do a lot of signaling, so hopefully we won't have to hear too much because it will be loud. But, you know, we're looking forward to that kind of atmosphere. You know, and this is why, you know, this is what we recruit, you know, our players to do, is to go in those big stadiums and enjoy playing football and having the privilege and the honor to go down there. And hopefully, you know, our guys will embrace it in practice and be really well prepared. If you're prepared, you're much better off in trying to offset some of that disadvantage that you have going down there.
You know, we talked about the Wildcat formation and all that stuff. You know, as a coach, how do you approach giving other teams a lot of stuff to look at versus we don't want to show too much?
Well, you know, it depends on – you don't want to show them too much that you're going to do the next game, but you want to show them enough that they're working on stuff that you may not use. So, you know, we're trying to – you know, that's why we do several different kind of punt formations and – you know, do things on offense maybe when we're ahead in the game late, and, you know, just make them see it and look at it and work against it and then may not even use it. So, you know, it all goes into it. If you're lucky enough to have a lead in the late in the game, you can kind of mess with their mind a little bit. But, you know, if you're trying to win, you're playing everything that you possibly can. Right close to the vest to win the game, so you don't get a chance to do that.
What's the first thing that pops out to you when you flip on the LSU tape as far as this year's team goes last week?
Two words: big, strong. And well, it's the third word's fast. Big, strong, and fast. That's a pretty good combination.
Yeah,
in football.
That's not bad.
And they got it all over the field, and that's the great thing about. You know, you look at their personnel, and their linemen are mobile, but they're huge. And
can you tell it's a Chavis run defense?
Yeah, I mean, there are some trademark things that he's doing that he's done in the past. And the other trademark is they get to the ball. And, you know, I think the more they play for him, the more they'll be, you know, comfortable about what his schemes are and what they need to do. And you know, he certainly got the people to do what he wants to do, and they'll get better and better.
Bobby, another player really stood out for you on defense was T.J. Greenstone up front defensively. Had a sack, had a bunch of tackles. I think he forced a fumble, and he's able to play that three technique. You know, lining up between the guard, you know, and the tackle, and you know, and wreaking havoc there. Yeah, but what about his versatility and just how he's come along?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Frank, because he did have an excellent game. And, you know, TJ is just one of those guys who just loves to play. I mean, he has fun at practice. He has fun in off-season workouts. And he really has fun playing on Saturday, and that's what you want. And he's very mobile, you know, and to be his size, and he's tough as a rock, and you know, those kind of guys you want in the middle, you know, creating havoc. And he also made some big plays, like you said. So, you know, he's not only the tough, you know, grinder, but he'll make a big play for you. He made a huge play in the Music City Bowl on fourth down, you know, just knife through and knocked the guy down, and we regained possession of the ball.
Coach, that was me, Mark. You probably thought it was Frank because it was a good question.
No, yeah, okay. What's your name?
Doesn't matter. I am nobody.
That's okay, John.
That's what he gets for that bad joke earlier, Coach. All right. Bobby, we'll let you roll on that. We'll see you this weekend.
When you started talking three technique, I knew Frank had told you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I drew him a map.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. See you.
Bye.